Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical and mark-rich topics in your OCR GCSE Mathematics specification, volume. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, understanding volume is absolutely essential, and I'm here to make sure you walk away confident and exam ready. Volume questions appear consistently across both tiers, and they're often worth 4 to 6 marks, which means they're a brilliant opportunity to boost your grade. Today, we'll cover the key formulas you need to memorize, walk through the exact techniques examiners are looking for, and I'll share the most common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's master volume together. Let's start with the fundamentals. Volume is the amount of three-dimensional space a solid object occupies, and it's always measured in cubic units like centimeters cubed, meters cubed, or milliliters and liters. For foundation tier candidates, you need to be completely confident with three main shapes: cuboids, cylinders, and prisms. Let me break these down. A cuboid is your classic box shape. The formula is volume equals length times width times height. Simple, right? But here's where students lose marks. You must ensure all measurements are in the same units before you multiply. If the length is in meters and the width is in centimeters, convert everything first. This is a mark losing trap that appears in almost every exam paper. Next, cylinders. The formula is volume equals pi times radius squared times height. Remember, it's radius squared, not diameter. Examiners love to give you the diameter and watch candidates forget to have it. Always write down radius equals diameter divided by 2 to secure that method mark. Now, prisms. A prism is any 3D shape with a constant cross-section. The formula is volume equals area of cross-section times length. For a triangular prism, you first calculate the area of the triangle using half base times height, then multiply by the length of the prism. Examiners award separate method marks for each step, so always show you're working clearly. For higher tier candidates, you also need spheres, cones, and pyramids. These formulas are given on your formula sheet, but you must know how to apply them. A sphere has the formula volume equals 4/3 pi r cubed. Notice it's r cubed, not r squared. That's a critical distinction. A cone is volume equals 1/3 pi r squared h. That 1/3 factor is essential. Students often forget it and calculate the volume of a cylinder instead, losing all the marks. A pyramid is volume equals 1/3 times base area times height. Again, don't forget that 1/3. Here's a top examiner tip. In Show That questions, you must show every step of your calculation, including the unrounded intermediate values. If the question says, show that the volume is 150 cubic centimeters to 3 significant figures, you need to write out the full calculator display first, then round it. Skipping this step costs you the final accuracy mark. Now let's talk about composite solids. These are shapes made by combining two or more basic shapes, and they appear frequently at both tiers. The key is to break the shape down into recognizable parts, calculate each volume separately, and then add or subtract as needed. For example, imagine a shape made of a cylinder with a hemisphere on top. You'd calculate the volume of the cylinder using pi r squared h, then calculate the volume of the hemisphere using 2/3 pi r cubed, and finally add them together. Label each calculation clearly, volume of cylinder equals and volume of hemisphere equals. This makes it crystal clear to the examiner and secures your method marks even if you make an arithmetic error. One more crucial point, always include units in your final answer. If the question asks for the volume and you write 150 without cubic centimeters, you lose a mark. It's an easy mark to secure, so don't throw it away. Exam tips and common mistakes. Now, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You need to know how to apply it under exam conditions. First, time management. As a general rule, you should spend about 1 minute per mark. So a 5-mark question should take you around 5 to 6 minutes. If you're spending longer, move on and come back later. Second, always write down the formula before substituting values. This is a method mark in the bag, even if your arithmetic goes wrong. Examiners are instructed to award credit for correct methods, so make your method visible. Third, watch out for unit conversions. This is the number one mistake I see year after year. Remember, 1 meter cubed is 1 million centimeters cubed, not 100. When converting from centimeters to meters, you divide by 100 for length, but you divide by 1 million for volume because it's three-dimensional. If a question gives you a mix of units, convert everything to the same unit right at the start. Fourth, Don't round intermediate values, use the full calculator display throughout your working, and only round your final answer to the required degree of accuracy. Premature rounding is a mark-losing error that examiners specifically look for. Fifth, for reverse problems where you're given the volume and asked to find a dimension, rearrange the formula algebraically before substituting numbers. Show each rearrangement step clearly. For example, if you're finding the radius of a sphere given its volume, write V equals 4/3 pi r cubed, so r cubed equals 3 volts divided by 4 pi, so r equals the cube root of 3 volt over 4 pi. Then substitute your numbers. This structured approach earns you method marks. Right, let's test your recall with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What's the formula for the volume of a cylinder? Answer, pi r squared h. Question 2. What's the formula for the volume of a cone? Answer, 1/3 pi r squared h. Question 3. How many cubic centimeters are in 1 cubic meter? Answer, 1 million. Question 4. If you're given the diameter of a sphere, what must you do before using the volume formula? Answer, halve it to find the radius. Question 5. What's the formula for the volume of any prism? Answer, area of cross-section times length. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential volume formulas for cuboids, cylinders, prisms, spheres, cones, and pyramids. We've talked about composite solids, the importance of unit conversions, and the exam techniques that will earn you every available mark. Remember, always show your formula, convert units first, don't round until the end, and include units in your answer. These four rules alone will save you multiple marks across your exam. Volume is a high-value topic, and with the techniques we've discussed today, you're now equipped to tackle any volume question with confidence. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay focused, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your exams.